السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, it is a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I see many brothers right through every single day, Allah gave them opportunity to perform Salatul Fajr with Jama'ah. Think in this world, if Allah loves a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the opportunity to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a sign of love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us, inshaAllah, till our last breath, we perform all our 5 times salah with jama'ah, especially the fajr and isha'a, inshaAllah. And make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our progeny also to continue with that. Alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, our imam today, Hafiz Mahmood, read a beautiful qira'ah, a riwayah from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Quran in different ways of recitation amongst the Arabs. They had different dialect. Meaning does not change. And generally, in a later stage of Islam, last 100, 200 years ago, when the Ottomans, Osmani Khilafat was there, they made sure that in those parts, one type of qira'ah will be taught because it's not confusing for the people. So the Hafs qira'ah, that's what the generally that what we read, Hafs and Asim. That is the recitation that we read. But today, alhamdulillah, our Hafiz read Khalaf and Hamza. It's another narration, and all these narrations, a way of recitation has been protected from Jibreel alayhi salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and different sahabat. And unzil al-Qur'an ala sab'ati ahruf. It is a different, 7 different dialect, and all those riwayats, sometimes it goes up to 10, sometimes even more. But you know, there are certain narrations which many Qurras does not accept it. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us this knowledge of qira'ah. The Qur'an is amongst us. We have Qurras, we have Hufal within us who have memorized the Quran, who is continue with this legacy. It is very beautiful to see that generally this qira'ah, this, you know, narration has been read in you know, Somalia, in Africa, East African region and all that. They commonly, that is what even the children, you go there, that is the narration that we'll be reading. So this, you know, knowledge have to be preserved. Alhamdulillah, it has been preserved, and it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah give all of us the ability that we continue preserve the Quran amongst us, inshaAllah, till the day of Qiyamah through the barakah of that Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor us and our progeny, inshaAllah, will be honored in the day of Qiyamah as well. My dear respected brothers, we're going through the last few touch-up. Actually, our Qari Sahib mentions that I do tafsir. I'm not really doing tafsir of the Quran. If you say that, I'm not really justifying it. What I'm doing is, I'm just glancing through certain ayahs so that we bring certain attention towards it. Actually, tafsir is a field, it's an art. You have to go very detailed. The Quran, understanding of it is very, very important. And even the translation of the Quran, when you take, you will never be able to understand and justify the meaning of the Quran. The translator will try to simplify in a language whatever he can. He presents it. And actually, translation is the understanding of the translator. Understanding of the translator. And we cannot come to a conclusion based on that. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant. So it is the field that we continue. But as long as we keep connected to the Quran, that's very, very important. The objective of I'm going through that, it is a connection that, you know, I also learn, I read through. And when we go that, it brings a lot of attention towards our life. And again, Quran is something, it's a live commentary in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see that how it has been going through. A few days ago, I was reading Surah Al-Tahrim. I just touched that point and go. If you go through Surah Al-Tahrim, it shows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a chosen prophet of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he's being a prophet, he's being ma'soom. In other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sure Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a human being like us. Ana basharum mislukum yuha ilay. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am a human being like you all, but I get revelation. So the human perspective, when you live in a family, spouses between husband and wife, there might be difference of understanding, difference of opinion, emotions are there. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reacted to the emotions of the wives. And based on that reaction, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, what Allah have made it halal upon sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he, in order to, you know, calm the situation, in order to, you know, make things, you know, ease in that situation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it haram upon himself. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately intervened. That's very important. Immediately intervened. You'll find in the Quran, this is the only kitab. It's the only book. It is as it is, it is preserved. Wherever there is, even sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certain actions to be rectified, Allah have rectified it. It is as it is there. As it is there. Nothing has been taken because it's kalamullah, it's preserved. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this act, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is human, but not just human like me and you, because every word of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become a sharia. It is wahi. So even though Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam having the human feelings, he has to manage the situation at that time. When he came out of those things, when it was expressed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately rectified, says, لِمَ تُحَرِّمُ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكُ تَبْتَغِي مَرْضَاتَ أَزْوَاجِكَ. In the surah, in two places, Allah addresses directly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِي. Beginning of the surah and the middle of the surah, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِي. And Allah reminds Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are family issues, petty issues. Your main objective is jahidil kuffara wal munafiqeen waghluz alayhim wa ma'wahum jahannam. It is your main objective is struggle against the kuffar and the munafiqoon. These things mustn't upset you. These things mustn't upset you. Another important point, it is mentioned there, is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved wives, they are also human beings. And they also had emotional issues. So when they had emotions, they expressed in a different way. And then immediately when they realized, oh, we are dealing with messenger of Allah. We are dealing with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the revelation comes and it intervenes down. When immediately revelation comes in, then they realize, oh, we cannot go on, we cannot exceed. Immediately they made tawbah. Immediately they made tawbah. So this shows we are human being. When you are human being, we have these issues. We must know how to manage and balance and go. My respected brothers, I am coming back. In that whole surah, Allah speaks about the importance of family. Allah says, protect yourself, your family from hellfire. Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. So important, first family, make sure that you keep doing nasiha. You keep advising your family. You do your job there at home. You cannot be neglectful about the situation at home. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the end mentioned about two incidents, two misals. One misal, the prophets were there, Nuh alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, and their wives. They were not in the right side of the history. Not right side of the history. That this can happen. Sometime Allah sent you as a test. And then end, Allah mentioned another two great women, that is Asiya radiallahu anha and Maryam alayhi salam. Maryam alayhi salam did not have a husband, no spouse. And what was her dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the difficulty that she went through, and the Fir'aun, the wife of Fir'aun, she, her loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all that. So when it comes to house, it's emphasized in this surah, our family, upbringing, the surrounding matters a lot with our wives, our partners, mothers, sisters, and the ummah have to lots of emphasize on, you know, invest lots when it comes to our daughters. We have to invest a lot in our daughters and sisters, because that's very, very important. They play a very important supportive role. When you have a household, is the fikr is only akhirah and pleasing Allah, it becomes very easy. But when you have a house which the fikr is only impressing people, impressing having the worldly thing, then life becomes very difficult. So it has to be a very balanced, and in order to bring that, you need to create that environment. It's very, very important. And who are the guardians who are responsible? We are men. We cannot say that, you know, we men, we are responsible. We need to make sure our daughters, our sisters, our wives, right? They have been given this, and we advise them with a lot of kindness, with love, with compassion. We talk to them, we keep telling them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was handling all this. It's very, very important that we handle them with care, we handle them with love, we handle them with patience. They will go on, like, you know, we have to be above. When they go on emotionally, we shouldn't get upset and panic. We must keep our cool head, minds very calm. Saying, alhamdulillah, just hold on. But now, nowadays, we men very weak. You know, when they just put something and they go on, we also start dancing. When we also go on, then nothing going to happen. We need to hold on. We need to hold on, calm down for a while. Not talking much, very calmly handling situation, and specifically advising very, very importantly, lovingly. By raising our voice, by screaming, we cannot achieve. By proving she's wrong, we cannot achieve anything. By proving you are right, we cannot achieve anything. In that, generally what happens, shaitan will take our marriage life to that side. Proving you are wrong, I am right. What's happened? Okay, right, you are wrong, I am right. What are you getting? You are not getting anything out of it. Right? We are together. We are one team. We are struggling through this. So we need to see that how we overcome. And when they, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Dilaw advice, made tawbah, Allah immediately accepted the tawbah and said, okay, patch it up, go on. This entire surah is very important surah for us. And my respected brothers, in Surah Baqarah, I said, you know, last part is very important ayah. There is certain riwayat says about every night we're supposed to read this last two ayahs, from starting from Aman Rasul till end. We should not go to bed without reading this. This actually reaffirms our iman. And this ayahs, according to Mufassirun, this were read when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on a journey of Isra and Mi'raj. And this is a certificate. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam for 13 years were inviting people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, went through so much of struggle and difficulty. Even went to Ta'if, he was stoned, everything. But he has still not. Musa alayhi salam, remember, Musa alayhi salam, before he was given mission to take over Bani Israel and advise, Musa alayhi salam went and Musa alayhi salam saw the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a whole story. Our Imam was reading in Surah Al-Taha. When he went, he saw, and then he fainted, he came back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa alayhi salam. He took the mission. He came back. But up till today, there was only a messenger between Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. That is Jibreel alayhi salam. Now, in the journey of Isra and Mi'raj, Jibreel alayhi salam accompanies Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Goes closer. Summa dana fatadalla fakana qaba qawsaini aw adna. You know, so close. Closer of, you know, having two arrows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very close. Even Jibreel alayhi salam couldn't reach that place. If you also said, more than this, I cannot come. Allah gave the privilege of Rasulullah sallam. That's the first time direct experience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, direct. And there Allah affirms the iman of Rasul. First say, Aman al-Rasul. Allah's messenger, al-Rasul. Here, alif lam has been mentioned. That means the messenger, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have brought iman. And wal-mu'minun. Again, alif lam, it confirming the believers at that time, the mu'minun, they have had iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have not seen, not really experienced. Before all the other prophets, they were given mu'jizat. They were given certain miracles, which they were showing it, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam was given. Everyone was given different power. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was only given the kalamullah, the Quran. He was reading those things, and then the believers were getting attracted. And then the syllabus. What was our syllabus of Iman? Kullun amana billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi la nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusul. That is our article of Iman. That we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in angels, and all the revelations, and all the messengers. We never differentiate between messengers. All messengers, we love them equally, but Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sayyidul Anbiya. Sayyidul Anbiya wa Khatamul Nabiyin. That's what we say. He has that highest place. Ul Azm, the prophets who are great, five prophets. Wa Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are great. This is Allah. Faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Quran. We don't differentiate, but Allah has given certain prophet virtue over others. And these are the great five prophets. The great five prophets, if we can stick to them, if we can learn about them, and you know, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will understand the entire concept. La nufarriqu bayna ahadin. And then the believers, this is our waqalu sami'na wa ata'na. Once the revelation, this is the, we are the ummah of revelation. What differentiates us, like I mentioned earlier, what differentiates us is about our iman bil ghayb. Again, what differentiates us from others? Others use logic and reasoning, survey, history, whatever experience as their direction to navigate. But we use wahi as our navigation. We use wahi. And we will use our reasoning and all that. But when the wahi comes, we say, Sami'na wa ata'na. Wallah, we have heard and we are immediately obeying. Ghufranaka Rabbana. Oh Allah, please forgive us. This is very, very important. We are in need of forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, the special maghfirah which was open for the whole month, it's going to be shading away. But Allah is merciful, remember. He's Rahman. He will forgive us. So don't stop asking forgiveness. Month of Ramadan comes to end. But the Rahman who blessed us with the month of Ramadan is Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum. Allah doesn't have a beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have an ending. No beginning, no end. So we have to continue as Ghufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Ya Allah, we're going to return. One of my teachers used to say, I don't know whether you have seen a certificate, a shahada, where when you finish a program of sharia, maybe a ustad will write you a ijaza. Generally, he will write, hamd and salawat, that is praising Allah, salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then what was the syllabus, briefly mention this, what he learned and who learned, his name, and then the end part is dua. The end is a dua that he will give advice. We see, I make, you know, wasiyah for this person so that he stick to what he learned, he follow the Quran and Sunnah, and he end with dua. And this is, one of the ustaz says, this Amanah Rasul is a certificate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that, you know, this, who the certificate belongs to, and then what is the syllabus, and what is the dua. The end is the dua. Ghufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. And then, in that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned very important. La yukallifullah, it's a disclaimer. She's given something. You take this responsibility and say, don't worry. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. I'm giving you a responsibility, but I will not burden you beyond your capacity. We must always tell, when we are facing something, my dear brothers and sisters, remember each and every one of us, we have our own battle, own struggle. And we have to say, if Allah is giving me, if I find him difficult, have faith in this word. La yukallifullahu nafsan. Allah will not burden a nafs, a soul, beyond its capacity. You actually say, glad tidings, alhamdulillah. I'm strong, man. I'm strong. Right? You go to gym, you think like a gym. You go to gym, you know, I'm talking to young men. One guy is carrying 5 kg. See, what's wrong, man? Now you actually carry 10, 20, 50 and you say, oh good man, I feel good. It is going on. The difficulty more, he's putting on more. And once he does it, he feels very good. Similarly, in this life, if lies test you, if Allah comes one after other, Allah will test you. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ Your wealth, Allah will take. وَالْأَنفُسِ Allah will take your loved ones away. Allah will take, you know, your sustenance away and testing. Then you say, Alhamdulillah, I'm getting closer to Allah. Alhamdulillah, I'm achieving the target. Alhamdulillah. And ask, keep asking Allah, Allah, please guide me through this. Please guide me through this. We have to tell that bashara. That's what the Sahaba says. Whenever they saw the difficulty, قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعْدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُ لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسَعَهَا And then Allah says nothing. Allah will not oppress. The more you go through, لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ You will get according to your earnings. Whatever you get, each nafs will get their portion. You do it properly, you achieve that. You do that target, you achieve that. You do that, you go on to it. And then the dua. Because we know going through is not easy. We make shortcomings. لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا Allah, don't take us accountable when we make a mistake or when we forget. Because human being, it happens. We forget, we make mistake. And Allah is merciful. Allah is, He Himself is teaching us. This is the dua that we're supposed to ask. لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا Again, same thing. Allah has told that now saying, Oh Allah, don't burden us beyond our capacity. تَحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ Beyond our capacity, don't burden. And then again dua. وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا Beautiful, beautiful. You know, between two sujoods, There is a beautiful dua Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught. I think many people read that, I hear that. What is the between two sujood when we have the jalsa bayna sajadatayn there is a dua. Allahumma ghfir li, warhamni, wajburni, warzuqni, warfa'ni, wahdini, wa'afini, wa'afu'ani. Allahu Akbar. That's beautiful dua. It is connected with this dua. Connected with this dua. إن نسينا أخطأنا ربنا إلنا ذنوبنا This is very important. That dua, what is it? رب اغفر لي والله forgive me. وارزقني والله grant me رزق. وارحمني والله bless me. واجبرني والله fill all my shortcomings. وارفعني والله raise me. الله أكبر. Raise me. You know, people can try and do whatever has put you down. But if you say, Allah, warfa'ni, you raise, warfa'ni. Wahdini, Allah, guide me. Wa'afini, oh Allah, give me afia, protection, shifa, all that. And wa'afu anni, and oh Allah, forgive me. How beautiful it is. It's in between two sajadah. We read this dua. So that is the dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us. End of Surah Baqarah. Every night before we go to bed, make sure we read this. لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا This is very important. Allah is our protector. Allah is our Mawla. Allah is the one who is very close to us. But you are very close. أنت مولانا. فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَاللَّهِ help us against the قَوْمَ of kafir. Sometime, one of my students was asking this question. It made me think. And I was going and reading and then I asked my teacher. There are verses we keep reading, فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ Go on. He said, Oh, Ustad, why do we need help against the kuffar? What's happening? They're not doing anything. We are just living our life, they are doing their work. Then I read through and asked my Ustaz, gave a very different perspective of it. He said, you see, in this world we have these two battles going on. One is the people of Kufr is inviting us towards Kufr and Shirk. Another one is people of Haqq is always inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One surna here is not always overpowering them. Their ideological battle is taking place every time. Ideology. You go out, you say, what's wrong? Ideological battle. their ideology mustn't come. Oh Allah, so help us over that. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful perspective. Because it's a very important perspective. You go out and you see them, they're living a beautiful life, they are not believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're rejecting, they're atheists. They say, what's wrong, man? They're living a happy life and they bring with all this. They say, وَنْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah, help us over. Their ideology should not penetrate us. Their thinking should not come into us. We, our children, our progeny. My respected brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. You know, in Ramadan, I think today is the last Fajr that I'm standing in front of you in this year's Ramadan. In one way, it gives me joy and happiness that Allah have used us for something good, but Allah must accept us, grant us ikhlas. Because whatever we do, ikhlas is very important. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This moment, that the Fajr is a very beautiful moment. I really look up to this. You know, when I go back, my children also ask, what do you enjoy so much? You stay away from us 2 weeks, you know, 3 weeks maximum. Enjoy. You know, once it happened, I was thinking, okay, what do I enjoy? I come here, I go around, a lot of things, you know. And then when I'm going through the experience, one thing that I enjoy is this moment of Fajr, leading this beautiful musallis in Fajr. You know, we are still students, we learn so many things, you know, with that, and then sharing this moment with you all. It's the one of the beautiful experiences. May Allah grant me and you, inshallah, continuation. And this has to continue. We connect ourselves and Allah, give us ikhlas and acceptance that we increase our knowledge. And then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for beneficial knowledge, and that will be connected to us. Inshallah, tomorrow is going to be most probably the day of Eid. And we need to prepare for Eid. We all know about the Eid. It's a day of, you know, happiness expression. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا حَدَاكُمْ. According to the Shafi Madhab, you make from the time of, you know, Eid has been declared until the Imam enter the Musalla, we need to do louder and Jama'at Takbir, according to Shafi Madhab. But not according to Hanafi Madhab, you need to do it individual Takbir, not Jama'ah. Individual takbir alone, because the Quranic verse says, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا حَدَاكُمْ. You need to end in order to complete the iddah, ayyam ma'duda, the specific days, that is the yom Ramadan, 29 or 30 days, in order to complete that, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi hamd. Glorifying la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahul mulk wa lahul hamd yuhyi wa yumeet wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer. It's so beautiful. The day of Eid, the angels will be standing. They will be actually, you know, giving salam for all of us. It's a beautiful moment, inshallah. May Allah give us that, you know, happiness of experiencing that, you know, that's very important. As a family with children, we must, you know, dress up beautifully, come expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is sunnah to have something before Salatul Eid in Eid al-Fitr, because we have been fasting right through. We've been having before Fajr suhoor. Now we change that. So it is the obedience. Having suhoor is sunnah, and having iftar, fasting is farz. Now again, on the day of Eid, we will have something. We were staying in hunger for sake of Allah. Now we will be eating something for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautiful it is. We beautify ourselves. Come early itself. It's very much encourage the Muslim Ummah unite in one place. One whole village go to a ground, eat Ghana together. But you know, the logistic does not allow us where we are to do that. You know, everyone in one. That is encouraged. And especially in Hanafi Madhab, it is very much emphasized. It is sunnah, a greater sunnah to do Salatul Eid, not in the masjid, to do in Salatul Eid in the open grounds. But the context here, the weather, and you know, the logistics, the transportation, doing it, all that doesn't help us. But in Shafi Madhab, it is okay, you get the sunnah of if the masjid is big enough to accommodate people, you all do it together. So many jama'ah are accommodated so that people can come. But asl is that one salah, one khutbah, everyone in one. As ummah's unity to be declared. That is the asl. But you know, in order to accommodate, and everybody gets the reward of being part of it, wearing up, dressing up, taking a bath, cleaning ourselves, beautifying ourselves, you know, putting ithar, these are all very important sunnah. And make sure your fitrah, zakatul fitr is paid, you know. Before the Eid, before we come, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, those who didn't pay zakatul fitr, don't come to the place of Eid. Do that because it is something connected with our fasting. Make sure that you pay it, make sure that you give it here. Once you have given it, it is the management's responsibility to disperse. You have to give it early because the objective of it is, it has to reach before we celebrate Eid, before those people celebrate Eid, they need to have food in their, what? In their table. That's why in Shafi Madhab they say, from the time of beginning of Ramadan till the time is open, so you that, you give that. So inshallah, we encourage everyone, read the sunnah of Eid, celebrate it in a beautiful way, try to come inshallah. So tomorrow, Fajr Jama'ah will be 6:10 inshallah, and then we will be staying in the masjid and continue staying there, and inshallah we will start the talk around 6:35 or 6:30 inshallah, and the jama'ah will take place immediately, Salatul Eid, 7:05 inshallah, and then we will have khutbatain of Eid inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. We continue that, how we are together here happily, inshallah, to be together in Jannatul Firdaus as well. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.